Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And time once again now for sport. We're going to Pádraig.
Thank you, Mary. Good morning again. The Republic of Ireland soccer team put the disappointment of Friday's defeat to Greece behind them with a 3-0 victory over Gibraltar at the Aviva Stadium in the Euro qualifiers. In front of a crowd of 42,000 fans, second-half goals from Mikey Johnston, Evan Ferguson and Adam Ida secured the points. Next up is a trip to tabletoppers France in September. The French beat Greece 1-0 last night. Manager Stephen Kenny gave an upbeat assessment to our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue.
Of course, we're expected to beat Gibraltar. And at a low season, the group, the expectation is there, but it was the same scoreline as France and Holland, who both beat Gibraltar 3-0. We could have won by a lot more, we should have probably won by a lot more, but we didn't take some of the chances. But it was good that Adam Ida scored his first goal, that's a positive thing. Mikey Johnson scored his first goal, and Evan Ferguson scored his first competitive goal, so they were pluses.
Looking forward to the September window now and the big games ahead?
Well, they are big games, and we've got France and Paris on a Thursday and here against Holland on a Sunday night, which is an epic two games in a three-day period. Thursday night in Paris, Sunday night here. Place will be electric here with Holland coming. And, you know, we've shown... We've taken the Portugal world-class team. We've drawn with them here 2-1 over there. France 1-0. So the margins are tight and anything is possible.
Well, Damien O'Mara was on hand outside the dressing rooms where he spoke to Adam Ida, who scored his first international goal.
Ida. McLean with the cross. It's his second assist. And Ida puts the ball to the net. And that's just wrapped things up nicely.
Been a long time coming. Look, I'm delighted to get off the mark now and to get my first international goal. It's, like I said, I've been waiting a long time for this, and to finish it off tonight is an amazing feeling. I had all my family here at the game to be able to see it, and especially to get the win at the end of the day. It's something that was really important to us and the team after the last game against Greece. We needed to get a win, and we managed to top that off, so overall it's been a great night.
It can't have been an enjoyable couple of days, has it?
Oh, look, it's disappointing. I think every game you play and you don't win, it's disappointing. But I think we're experienced enough now to know that once you do lose a game, you need to turn it around and show a reaction. And I think we did that tonight. It wasn't an easy game tonight, and we had to stay patient. And I think that's the togetherness we had in the team, is to stick together and show that reaction that we are capable of winning games.
The end of a long season. No doubt, maybe mentally and physically, you'll be... I'm sure the holiday is booked for the weekend, if not sooner.
No, it has been a long season. Personally, it's been tough for me. I had a lot of injuries and in and out of teams. It's been tough, but that's part of the game. You know, these things happen, and I'll have a nice break now and get back and have a fresh start next season. Hopefully just do the best I can.
That's Adam Ida. There's more reaction and analysis available online at rte.ie/sport. In other qualifiers, Northern Ireland lost 1-0 to Kazakhstan at Windsor Park. England cruised to a 7-0 win over North Macedonia at Old Trafford. And Wales lost 2-0 away to Turkey. The Republic of Ireland under-21s friendly against Kuwait was one of two international matches abandoned due to allegations of racist abuse. New Zealand's match against Qatar was abandoned at half-time when New Zealand refused to take to the field after no action was taken over an alleged racist remark. In rugby, Munster will host Leinster in a pre-season fixture at Musgrave Park. They last played each other at the Cork venue in a league match 16 years ago. The game on Friday, the 8th of September, will kick off at 6 o'clock in order to finish in time for the World Cup opener between France and New Zealand in Paris. RTE Television is to broadcast simultaneous editions of the Sunday game live next Sunday afternoon. On RTE 1, it'll be the knockout football championship clash in Salt Hill between Connacht champions Galway and league champions Mayo, while at the same time RTE 2 will be showing the Tailteann Cup semi-finals from Croke Park. One of those semi-finals will see Antrim take on Meath. Andy McEntee took over as Antrim manager last July, having departed the Meath job the previous month. His son and nephew are on the Meath panel. After their win over Carlow, he told Owen McConnon what it means to Antrim football to play in Croke Park.
For these players, it's really exciting. And I think for Antrim supporters, it's exciting because they haven't had too many opportunities to go up there. So it was definitely one of the targets we had for the year. And yeah.
And how important is it to get a run of matches?
Ah, it's brilliant. I mean, you know, as I've said this loads of times, you're trying to close the gap on other teams and they go on further in the year than you. So instead of closing the gap, the gap ends up getting wider. So this is our fifth championship game this year. So you know, that's great. It means we're together for at least another week, and you're learning and you're working all the time.
I suppose the one thing that I've noticed after the final whistle here, that especially with the players, they're so excited and so looking forward to heading to Croke Park.
No, sure, why wouldn't they be? I mean, you know, that's why you play the game, and any time you get the opportunity to play in Croke Park, it's a huge honour. So there is great excitement, and I hope they enjoy it.
Andy McEntee. With animal rights protesters threatening to disrupt the start of Royal Ascot today, a spokesperson for the racecourse confirmed that an investment amounting to six figures has been made to increase security, both in terms of personnel and CCTV. Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore will be teaming up today with the Irish 2000 Guineas winner Paddington in the St James's Palace Stakes. And the Ireland men's cricket team has little room for error at the World Cup qualifiers in Bulawayo. A surprise 5-wicket loss to Oman leaves them needing wins in their remaining fixtures against Scotland, Sri Lanka and the UAE to progress to the Super Six phase.